The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This happened back in 2016, during that sort of killer clown phase. I don't know if you guys remember that, but if you were in the US during that time, there's a good chance you know what I'm talking about. Basically, in 2016, this sick trend where people would dress up as clowns and scare people became insanely popular. It had a lot of people scared, and rightfully so, as some scary stories came from the whole ordeal. But if I'm being honest, it never really bothered me, at least at the time. Now, I think it's important to note that I had just recently moved, and because of that, I started going to a new high school. Word must have got out about my Snapchat username, as I had a ton of new people from the school adding me. I had given my username to a few people, so I didn't think it was that weird. I simply added everyone back that added me. I checked, and most of them showed up on the Snap map nearby to my high school, so it wasn't like I was adding back complete strangers. I remember it was Friday. I had just gotten back from school, and it was 8 p.m. The reason I'd stayed so late was because the school had volleyball tryouts that same night, and back then, I was really into that sort of thing. I remember when I got home, I got something to eat when my cousin texted me, asking if she could come over. I of course said yeah, since after all it was a Friday, and around an hour later, we were sitting in the living room watching Netflix. At some point, I don't remember exactly when, I jokingly told my cousin to look out the window just behind her. A little weird, I know, but we always used to mess with each other and try to scare the other person. Though, this time, when she looked over her shoulder, she didn't look back right away. She replied, saying she thought she actually saw someone. Not thinking anything of it, I just figured she was trying to scare me back, and pretty much forgot about it. That was until about an hour later, when out of nowhere, my dog jumped up, ran to the front door, and started barking aggressively. My cousin and I both looked at each other. Something to be noted is my dog is insanely quiet, only barking when he feels threatened. It actually startled me, as I hadn't even heard him bark for months. I thought it might have been possible that he heard a noise from the TV or something, but the movie we were watching had ended like 30 minutes ago, and we were both just sitting in silence on our phones. Keep in mind, at this point it was around midnight. Finally, around 1 a.m, my cousin and I decided to go upstairs and start getting ready to go to sleep. I still remember this moment perfectly to this day. I was laying down, on my phone checking Snapchat, when I decided to open the Snap map. And that's when I saw it. According to the map, four other people were at my location, as in, close enough to where Snapchat groups your Bitmojis together. One of them was my cousin, but the other three were random Bitmojis I'd never seen before. I started thinking of all the possibilities of who would be this close to me. I went through all their profiles, but I didn't remember adding a single one of them. I knew I must have at some point without realizing it, as like I said, I had been adding a lot of new people recently. Now a little worried, I told my cousin, and we went downstairs to check and make sure all the doors were locked. Something that should be mentioned is it had been snowing for a better part of the day. And as we checked the doors, we couldn't help but notice fresh footprints signifying people had been walking around the property. There were even some in the backyard, which was gated, meaning whoever it was had to have jumped the fence. We were genuinely worried now. When I checked the Snap map, it said the three guys' locations were last seen an hour ago. And an hour ago was when my dog started viciously barking at the front door for no reason. The more I thought about everything, the more it seemed to connect. But there was really nothing we could do, as we already searched the whole house and locked all the doors. My cousin and I were the only ones supposed to be home this night, and we didn't want to call the police, as we didn't even know if we were in any true danger. That was when I remembered the house actually did have multiple cameras around the property, and I figured we could check those. The reason I only remembered just then was because, like I said, we had only just recently moved into the house, and our last house was pretty old, so we didn't have anything close to cameras. Anyway, we started looking through what the cameras had picked up within the last few hours. Now, when going through the footage, you could actually turn on a setting so that it would only show you the clips where motion was detected. So I selected it, and it started playing clip after clip from cameras that detected motion. Almost all of them just featured tree branches blowing in front of the camera, or normal stuff like that. But eventually, we were shown a clip of some random people we'd never seen before walk up on our property. They were all dressed head to toe in clown costumes, each carrying a baseball bat in their hands. More clips were shown of the clowns walking around. More times than once, you could see as they cupped their hands against the windows in an attempt to look inside. My cousin and I were both absolutely terrified at this point, and we instantly called the cops. Though, we didn't think it'd do much good, as all the clips were about an hour old. When they finally arrived, they asked us a few questions, and looked around the property, verifying that nobody was still lurking around. Of course, at that point they didn't find anyone, and just told us they'd patrol the neighborhood for the rest of the night. We would end up making a report on the clowns for trespassing, and gave the cops as much information as we could, including some of the footage, and even the Snapchat usernames of the profiles that were on our location. I would of course block all the accounts, but made sure to get a ton of screenshots before doing so. I still don't know who those people were, or how they were able to get my Snapchat. This whole ordeal has been very stressful and scary for me, my cousin, and the rest of our family. I'm still shaken up by the thought that they could return at any point with worse intentions. A couple years ago, when I was 15, I was really big into Snapchat. I was kind of obsessed with building my Snap score, so I would add random friends and accept random requests to do so. It was pretty weird, I know, but being that young, my Snap score was a number that mattered to me for whatever reason. Now, a lot of my friends from school and I have this group chat. I remember it was a Saturday when one of them mentioned we should go to the mall. A lot of them agreed, and I wanted to as well, but realized I didn't have a ride. So, I posted it on my story if anyone was able to pick me up and take me. I was more so expecting someone I knew to respond, like my cousin or something. But I got a Snapchat back from this guy I'd never talked to before. Or at least his Bitmoji was a guy. But either way, I didn't know who it was. It said he was my friend on Snapchat, but we had never had a single conversation or even shared any pictures back and forth before. He texted me something about how he was bored and had nothing better to do. I remember responding to him, asking if he even lived in the same state. It turns out he did, but the town he said he lived in was at least a 2-hour drive from me. I told him not to worry about it, and I didn't want him to drive 2 hours just to take me to the mall. But he quickly responded, saying why not. At this point, the whole conversation felt off to me, but he insisted. I finally ended up agreeing. I told him he could come pick me up, but only if he was willing to send me a picture of himself. I was just trying to be cautious. A couple minutes later, he sent me a snap. I opened it, just to see some 30-year-old guy looking back at me. The guy had on a really dirty hat, smiling at the camera, though like half of his teeth were missing. The caption on the snap said he was on his way. I sat there for a second thinking it over in my head. How did the guy know where to pick me up? He didn't even ask for my address. That's when my heart dropped, realizing I had my snap map on. Meaning that anyone I had as a friend on the app could easily find my address. I panicked and quickly responded to the guy apologizing, saying I actually had a closer friend willing to take me. Now, obviously that wasn't true, but the fact that this guy was willing to drive 2 hours to pick someone up he had never even met before, just from their location on the snap map alone, gave me an off vibe. Plus, the guy looked insanely creepy, definitely not someone I'd feel comfortable being around. The guy opened the snap a couple minutes later, but never responded. As far as I know, he never showed up. Though, I live in a cul-de-sac, and usually we wouldn't get any cars passing by our house. But I swear, for at least the next few days, there was this same black SUV that would constantly drive by. Whether that was related or not, I don't know. Though, about a month later, I was on Facebook scrolling through my feed. I passed a news story that had one of those attachments, meaning it was sourced on a different website. I almost always scroll past those things, but I couldn't help but stop for this one. There, on my Facebook feed, I could clearly see a picture of that guy from Snapchat. There was no doubt in my mind it was the same guy. The headline of the news story read that he was arrested for attempted murder. This whole experience makes me think I dodged a major bullet by trusting my gut and not accepting a ride from the guy. The whole situation shook me up for a while, and nowadays I try to be a lot smarter and only allow people I trust to see me on the Snap Map. I'm a female, and when I was a sophomore in high school, I took a lot of different classes. One of them I don't think I'll ever forget. It was a history class, and the regular teacher for the class had another job on top of teaching. And because of this, we would often get a substitute teacher for the class. It was always the same guy. I would say he was at least in his mid-50s. Nothing ever struck me as odd about him, since if I'm being honest, I rarely even ever paid attention in that class. That was until one day. I was in the middle of working on a project he assigned, but every time I looked up from my paper, he was just staring at me. Every time I would look at him, he wouldn't even break eye contact and try to play it off either. One of the times I looked up, I noticed he had his phone pointed in my direction. It looked like he was taking pictures of me. I of course was creeped out, but didn't say anything in case I was wrong. Anyway, a few weeks later, somehow, which I still don't know how to this day, the guy found my Snapchat username and added me. I knew it was him too, as he had his full name on the account. I didn't know what to do, but I still regret the decision I made. Knowing he had an influence on my grade, I ended up adding him back. A few minutes later, he sent me a snap saying hey. He had his face in it and everything. At this point, I knew something wasn't right. I took a screenshot of the snap and left him on read. He quickly followed up with another snap, this time a black screen with a question mark as the caption. I again left him on read and forgot about the whole situation. Over the next few weeks, there were multiple occasions where I would check the snap map just to see him not far away. And this would happen anywhere too, not just at school. I would be at the mall with my friends, for example, and see he just so happened to be at the same mall. Or even sometimes at school, when I knew for a fact he didn't work that day. Though, overall, for a solid month, nothing but those supposed coincidences took place regarding the whole situation. But of course, a few days later, I would get a random message from him. I could tell it was a chat this time, and not a regular snap. I opened it, and I was absolutely horrified. He sent around 50 pictures of me in pretty much any situation. Some were of me at school, but others, confirming my suspicion about him following me on the snap map, were of me not on school campus. Obviously, I left him on read, screenshotted everything, and blocked him. I instantly told my parents, and they notified both the school and the police. It's been 2 years since the situation. I'm a senior now, and ever since he sent the pictures, I'd never seen him again. I can only assume he was fired, as we actually got another substitute teacher who was really nice. Overall, the whole situation was really disturbing. The fact that I had someone following me around and taking pictures of me just based on my location on the snap map for a good month of my life absolutely terrifies me. I deleted Snapchat shortly after the whole experience, and like I said, I haven't seen the guy since, so I'm not entirely sure whatever ended up happening to him.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No